Hello,
I'm Antonia. I'm returning a call back to this number from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak with the person who requested this call? I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
yes, my name is Tyrone Prince.
Okay, yes, sir. What can I do for you today?
Okay, this is my first time filing for unemployment, and I need help.
Okay, yes, sir. Can I have your social security number so we can get that claim started for you?
131-54-9140. And I'm also trying to do it online, but I got stuck.
Okay.
But I do have it in front of me.
All right. Yes, sir. So I can put that claim in for you. And you did say your social security number was 131-549-140?
Yes.
All right. And can I have your first name, and can you spell it out for me?
Okay. Tyrone. T-Y-R-O-N-E.
Okay. And your last name, can you spell it out for me?
Okay. My last name is Prince. P-R-I-N-C-E.
All right. So you said your first name was Tyrone, and that was T-Y-R-O-N-E.
Yes.
And your last name was Prince, and that was P-R-I-N-C-E.
Yes.
All right. And can I have your date of birth?
9/30/1964.
All right. Yes, sir. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulties? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
Is your preferred language English?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
10th.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Johnson.
Can you spell that for me?
J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Okay. So that was Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Yes.
And do you have a driver license?
No, I have a driver's learner's. I mean, just the ID, non-driver.
Okay. Can I have the number on the ID?
Okay. You can. That's right here. Let me see. What's this? It's not a 1. I guess it's an I and an O. Then a number 1, then another number 1, 8214.
Okay, so that was I-O-118214?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, yes, sir. And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after your first payment is approved, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we do recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
I would like the prepaid card, please.
All right, yes, sir. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment by the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a 10-color AL card, the card is good until the valid through date on the card, and your payment will be made to your existing AL Vantage prepaid account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved, and by law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding to your new AL Vantage prepaid account.
Okay.
Okay. The AL mm-hmm. Vintage prepaid benefits card is issued by Co-America Bank. Co-America charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, and a $0 in ATM balance fee, and a $1 out-of-network fee. And there is no fee for ATM balance inquiries, and there is no fee for live customer service calls, and a $0.35 automated customer service call. There is a $1 in activity fee charged 12 months of no activity. Co-America charges two other type of fees, and there are car replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedite delivery. An international transaction fee excluding the ATM balance and inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note that customer service calls and car replacement fee can be lower depending on how and where the card is being used. See the loan disclosure form for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The loan disclosure form for the prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/prepaid-benefits-card. There is no overdraft or credit features, and your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about the prepaid account, visit fcpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with the selection of the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes.
All right. And what is your mailing address?
My mailing address is, dang on it. Okay. Let me get my thing here. I ain't too long moving this apartment. I've got to get my keep right here.
All right. Yes, sir.
4705 18th Avenue East. That's apartment C, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35405.
You say Tuskegee, Alabama, or Tuscaloosa?
Tuscaloosa.
Okay. All right. You did say that address was 47050 18th Avenue East, Apartment C, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And was that zip code 34054?
Yep,
35405. Okay. 405. Okay. Thank you for that.
And the address is 4705 18th Avenue.
Okay. All right, yes, sir. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you for being patient with me.
Oh, yes, sir. And is your home address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay. And what is a good telephone number to put on file for you?
This 251
All right, so that was 251-228-8098.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and just for clarification, you did say the address was 4705 18th Avenue East, Apartment C, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35405.
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Okay. And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Federal government. Now that's why I got stuck at on his application. The federal government, does that mean a regular job or a postal job or?
Like a postal job.
No, I don't know. No, I just worked at a store, general store.
Okay. All right. And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
What is that?
That's just like a trade readjustment allowance. Basically, if your employer has moved their company overseas or if you haven't worked overseas, then you'll receive that notification in the mail.
Okay, no.
Okay. And what was the last day you worked?
My last day was, that I've written down here, 11/7/22.
11/7/22.
Yes.
All right. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, I haven't.
Okay, and why is that?
Because I have a genetic condition that I recently found out about 5 years ago. And it enables me. It's called alkaptonuria, if you want to look it up. It's a rare genetic disease that I have that wears away at my bones and joints. And it's non-reversible, can't be reversed or anything like that. So over the years of me working at the job and things like that, it's starting to wear down, and it's starting to be noticeable in my work. And I'm getting less hours, and there's not enough for me to pay my bills and stuff with because of that.
Okay. If you can, are you able to spell that name for me?
T? My name?
That, the genetic disease.
Alkaptonuria.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Alkaptonuria. Or O-R-A, something like that.
Okay.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm just recording that information down for you.
Okay. I've talked to my job about it and everything like that. They still would like for me to work and everything, but I'm not able to be there when I'm on schedule and things like that because of the, you know, I'm wearing down, you know what I'm saying? I just can't.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know.
All right.
They took me off the schedule.
So you're completely terminated?
Well, I'm not on the schedule anymore.
But so you're not on the schedule, but you're still on payroll?
I'm not sure. She's supposed to call me back. I called and talked to her, and she's supposed to give me a phone call back. And she haven't called me back about it, but she do know the condition and things I'm in. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing different hours as best as I could, and sometimes I've been missing weeks. You know, because of my ailment. And so I'm not sure if they really want me, you know, they like me and like my job and quality work, but I'm not sure they want to keep taking a chance on me. I'm not sure, you know, because they're not putting me on the chart like they should have been, should be usually or would have been or been doing.
Okay. So,
Well, I'm not able anyway because it's hard for me to climb the ladder again, you know, and I have to get on my knees on the job because I stock and I do things like that in the store. And everything is just breaking down on me. I ride a bike to work also, you know, through the different weathers and things like that. And it's stopping me from doing what I want to do. I'm trying my best to get in and go to work like I'm supposed to, but it's hard. And they just not putting me on the schedule no more. I've been calling in and explaining it to them and everything, and we've been talking about it. But they don't know what they should do either.
Okay, so are you trying to advise them that you would like to quit, or?
Yes, I believe that's what I would have to do because they're not going to say it, you know, because of my quality of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that, but they do see my condition. They see me bending over and limping and things through the job and making it hard. for me to get to work and things, but they're not acknowledging, you know, that Ty, you should, you know, take a break or anything like that.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
No.
Okay. And why is that? Because of your disease, right?
Yes, my health, Captain. Yeah, it was detected back in, let me see. I got the thing right here. Detected, they found out about it back in 2004, I believe. I mean, not 2004, 2000. I got it written down here. I don't know why I ain't got the doggone thing. I wrote it down somewhere.
Okay. And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
No.
And that's because of your disease, right?
That's my alkaptonuria.
Okay.
If you can note, they could read that before they make the decision.
Yes, sir. It's up to the employer. So, yes, sir. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
One, maybe.
And
yeah,
what's
I'm on a bike. I'm on a bike. Remember that. So I don't have a license or anything.
Okay. What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
$11 I would have to accept if I get anything.
Do you obtain work exclusively through the union hiring call?
Can you repeat that, please?
Do you obtain work exclusively through the union hiring call?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what's your job title?
I'm a sales representative. I do stock and things too. I was doing quite a few things up in there, you know. Stock, customer service, you know, climbing ladders, bending, you know, everything I could do for them. Trying not to get fired if I could, you know, try to work as long as I can.
And what's the name of the employment on your check stub?
That will be, check stub will be, it wouldn't say the store I'm working at, would it?
Okay. What store are you working at?
Dollar General.
Okay, I see it.
But on my check stub, it has a different name, if that's what you want.
It says, yes, sir, what does it say?
It's a Dolgen Corp.
Okay.
You know what that is?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I see it right here. It popped up in the system.
Okay.
All right. And do you have the telephone number to that company?
To their company, let me see. Yes. 1-877-218-0931.
All right, so that is 877-218-0933. I'm sorry, 1.
Yes.
All right, and what's the start date that you start working there?
My start date is, I got that wrote down too somewhere.
Hold on, here we go. My start date was 11/4/20.
So you say 11, so November
fourth.
The 4th?
4th, yes.
What year?
2020. I worked as long as I could. You know, I was already in bad shape when I started working, you know what I'm saying? But I try to condition myself and because I just can't, you know, I got to have income, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. And what was the last day of work again?
11/4/2020. You mean the last day?
Yes, the last day of work.
11/7/2022.
Okay. And what city and state was their work performed in?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
All right. And did you receive any holiday pay, sick pay, vacation pay, any time at the last day of work?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And what's the name of the manager that's supposed to be giving you a call back and you're supposed to talk to her?
Katrina.
Do you know her? I'm sorry. You know her last name?
No.
All right. And so she like a manager?
Yes. She's good at the store.
All right, and what's the, so have you gave them the notice that you are quitting?
I told them that I wasn't promising them that I could make it in, regardless of what they put on the schedule, you know, and they was trying to tell me they really need me, they really need my help, and, you know, they like the work I do and things like that, but I couldn't get on the bike most times, you know, I got to carry the bike down the stairs, and you know, like I said, my joints and stuff is just all messed up. I just got through having an operation a couple of months ago on my knee. I had two knee operations and a shoulder operation already. You know, so, and some two of those operations are past, not too long past. And so I'm recovering from those too.
And can you spell the name of your disease again for me? So I can write it down, record it down.
Okay. ALKAPTONURIA. Alkaptonuria. I wish I didn't have it. I want to work. But it's eating me up now, you know. It's hard for me to do what I used to do. I feel older than I am.
Yes, I understand that. I'm just recording all the information down.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you being patient and kind with me because I'm patient with you too.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
Yeah, take your time. You tell your boss, I said, give you a raise.
All right. And I doubt that, but hey, I'm okay.
Right.
What did you do to try to solve the problem prior to you letting them know of your condition?
Physical therapy. Yeah, like I said, that's why I continued to work because I was also doing therapy and I was thinking it was helping me get better quicker, but it's not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I, you know, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just making it more tender.
All right. And did your doctor advise you to quit?
No. No, he didn't.
And the day
he didn't tell me to go to work, or he didn't say quit either.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I just knew I wouldn't be able to go to work for a while. This was after the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But once I got a little better and able to get up and stuff like that, I found myself a job when I was able, even though I was still hurting a little bit and things. I probably should have kept doing what I was doing and not working, but I needed help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, inflation and everything. I needed help. I couldn't sit back and just collect, you know, SSI. It wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm. So what day did you advise them it's a chance that you won't be coming in on those days and that you may have to quit?
Let me see. I talked to her, was it 3 days ago, 4 days ago? 4 days ago, I believe. And that was what? Today is Monday, Sunday, Saturday, Friday, Thursday. I believe it was Monday I talked to her. Monday.
So last Monday?
This Monday passed.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, let me see. What today is?
Today is Monday.
Today is Monday. Okay, so it couldn't have been Monday. So it had to be Thursday, somewhere in there. It'd be before, let's say Friday.
So December the 9th?
Yes. That sounds correct. Yes, I remember seeing the date. And I've told her verbally then, you know, saying that I may or may not be able to make the schedule, but if she could, to keep my name on it, because I'm going to try my best to make it in anyways. But and she's supposed to call me back because I was only getting $9 an hour, and she tried to give me a raise because of my condition, and she wanted to call me back on all of that, but she never called me back.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check with the help from the federal income tax?
Yes. I have to pay taxes, yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you a temporary pen. Can you grab something to write with so you can jot this pen down?
Okay. I'm ready.
All right, so that code is 4064.
4064.
All right, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The
okay.
unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of our Alabama Career Center systems or log in at Alabama Works. Alabama is spelled all the way out.
Okay. Is it caps or?
No, it's lowercase. It's just Alabama Works.
Okay. Alabama Works. All together.
Yes. Dot Alabama again. Alabama spelled all the way out.
Bama. Okay.
.gov.
.gov.
And you'll
okay.
update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in the interruption of your benefits. You must be able and available and to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment uses calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a weekly certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via internet, the web address is www.labor.
www.labor. Okay.
Dot Alabama. Alabama is spelled all the way out again.
Okay. Alabama.
Dot gov.
Dot gov. Okay.
And if you choose to file via telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800.
Okay.
752-752-7389. And your weekly certification can be made Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. And make your first weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, on next week. So starting this upcoming Sunday.
Okay, will they be sending me notifications for that?
So you, what you'll do is you are required to search for at least 5 jobs in order to get your unemployment. You have to search for 5 jobs and apply for 5 jobs. You don't have to get accepted to those 5 jobs. You just have to apply for them and record those 5 jobs down each week. So you have a whole week to do your weekly certification. You'll call that number or you'll go online to your claimant portal, log in by using that code that I gave you and do your weekly certification. That's where you will plug that code in and do it, either by calling that number or going online. And you have to do it each week. If you do skip a week, your claim will close. And you will have to call us back to reopen it back up.
Okay. Am I going to get some instructions in the mail? Or because some of the stuff I might not be able to remember.
So you will get an information booklet in the mail. That information booklet explains all your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. So you'll have an information booklet. They'll give you a letter of a monetary determination letter also with that booklet, just stating that you filed for unemployment. It's not an acceptance letter. It's just saying that, hey, you filed for unemployment and we got your claim and here go booklet. This is what you do in the meantime. So.
Okay.
Yes, sir. That booklet will be mailed to you within the next 7 days. If you don't receive that information booklet or if you have any questions about that booklet or if you have any questions about your established claim at all, you can contact the inquiry department. That's 800.
Okay.
361-4524. All right. And your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. All right. Okay. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions about the information I gave you?
Okay, I just had you on mute, and I didn't hear anything you said. But can you tell what the 4064 means again?
Yes. So that is for your weekly certification. When you call that number or you go online, they're gonna ask you for a 4-digit code. That's that 4-digit code that you need to type in.
Okay. Okay.
Any other questions?
I'll go from there. I have the number if I have to ask any questions. I do have the number.
All right. Yes,
So I'm waiting for my information through the mail?
You'll get an information booklet, and you'll get a monetary determination letter just stating that you filed for unemployment.
Okay, and it's going to explain everything again that you explained to me.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. That way I don't have to worry about forgetting nothing because I like to read.
Yes, sir. So you will get a booklet, and it explains everything that you need to know about your claim.
Okay. Thank you very much, and thank you for being kind.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line.
All right. Thank you.